Case number 12930, Cynthia Stinger and Thomas Blackiston seeks a variance from the front yard setback requirement for an existing structure. Sections 115-42 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located south and west Poplar Avenue within the Evergreen Acres subdivision. The 91 address is 31022 Poplar Avenue in Millsboro. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 233, Map 5, Parcel 259. The applicant is seeking a 12.6-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for an existing shed. We have 8 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 2 mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp, I'll swear you in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Dennis Egbert, 37005 Canvas Back Road, Selbyville, Delaware, 19975.
Cynthia Egbert, which was Stinger before, 31022 Poplar Avenue.
Can you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
You may present your case.
This is my mistake. We went and applied for the permit for the shed and a 30-foot setback from the street. And I had Cindy go to the street, not the property line. When Mr. Willie came out from Sussex County, he told me that we were in violation. So we applied for the variance. And what brought us to this was I'm in the process of selling my house in Swan Keys and moving and buying Cindy's house. And I had 2 storage units and a shed. So that was prompted us to buy this shed. And like I said, I thought I was in the right, but I haven't been. We did get one more letter that came in since we dropped our envelope off. Some of the reasons why the shed is where it is because there is an in-ground propane tank, which is difficult to get a vehicle to the back shed that's in need of repair or replacement at some point in time. To do that, there's $5,000 worth of tree work to remove trees to get a new shed in place. There's a sand mound behind her house that wouldn't let us go behind the house. And here recently, this year especially, the whole backyard has about 4 inches of water, which is where the new shed would go. So not knowing any of that, the shed ended up with a swimming pool. We put a swimming pool in last year. So we sort of shoehorned that shed in the spot that it is at this point. And we haven't had any negativity from any of our neighbors. They say it looks good, the siding matches the house. That's about all I have.
I appreciate your candor.
I mean,
sorry. You want the other letter?
We have this, the last letter. I'm a transplant to Delaware. In 2019, my mom had ovarian cancer, and I came down to be her caregiver. And that's how I met Cindy. She helped me at nights for my mom's passing, and I inherited that house. So I'm really not a lifelong resident of Delaware. With Swan Keys has a 40 by 100 lot. It's a postage stamp. So I had no room to do anything there. I'm a construction worker, electrician. So her place has almost an acre. I saw room for expansion. I thought it was a, you know, done deal. But like I say, it's not her fault. There's nobody at fault but me on where it ended up. I hope I can get some consideration on it. And that's it.
Thank you. Got a couple of questions for you. I noticed that you have like a raised stone foundation you kind of built to put the shed up on. Is
yes.
that correct?
Yes.
Is that because of the flooding?
No. They wanted on some kind of stone to where that if it would rain, it would, you know, wash out instead of puddling mud. And the barrier is a 2x6 treated barrier that contains the pea gravel that it's on. There's 13 tons of gravel in there.
So that's more for drainage than for flooding.
Well, yeah, but okay. Yeah,
they wanted us to put it on something, so
So, okay, it was just interesting because I've seen on stone before. I just have never seen that border around where it's been raised up that high.
I use that for a containment of the pea gravel has nothing to bind it together.
Is the location of the shed, is that sort of the highest ground on this property?
It really is.
Okay.
Other than the Sandman.
And the rear of the property, is that more the lowest ground on the property?
Yes. Behind there's an existing shed in the middle of the back property. Can I?
Yes, you may go up and point.
This right here is an existing shed. And from half the shed to the back of the property is engulfed in water, like 4 to 6 inches the last couple rains we've had. So, and right here is this sand mound. There's only like 8 feet between the sand mound and that shed, which is really, it's sunk down into the soil because it wasn't put on anything. There's no stone, there's no block.
If you go back over to the microphone, sir.
There's no stone, there's no block. It's sinking into the ground, and it's moldy.
You mean the shed is sinking into the ground?
The existing shed, yeah. Okay. We'd like to tear that down at some point, but with the expense of Sharp Energy wants $1,800 to take the gas tank out and relocate the gas to the side of the house. It's like $7,000 or $8,000 I have to spend to open up the area just to get back there and to take that existing shed down. We've got estimates of $2,500 to $3,500 for the demolition of that. So it's close to a $10,000 expense.
Plus the trees removal and, you know, like
that's with the trees,
to get everything back there.
So anyway, I really wasn't trying to pull anything there.
No, I understand.
I hate a sand mound. I'm not used to sand mounds. And
welcome to Delaware.
I have septic where I'm at in Swan Keys, and I don't have the pump to deal with. I have no tank to deal with. I pay my quarterly bill, and then I like writing the check. It's done deal. So
even if you put the shed back there, still wouldn't it still be in? Even if you did all that, wouldn't it still be putting it in basically a pond?
Well, see, there you go. You're talking about more expense. I have to raise that shed. It's down in the ground, like maybe that much. So the ground would have to be lifted up, raised up, brought dirt in to raise it about at least 12 inches.
And there's like the flooding right by the. Well, that's
that was just three, four weeks ago.
That goes, it floods all the way back like a.
It almost looks like you're in Swan Keys.
Yeah. Well, I'm not a water person. My mom said I could rent Swan Keys out. I'm not a water person. It's a beautiful layout in her cul-de-sac. There's no new development.
The pictures you submitted, is this a typical rainstorm? Is that the result of a typical rainstorm?
Lately, yes. It's been like that every time.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Now, it wasn't yesterday. We had a drizzle yesterday, but
started
dry those
out.
Pictures were like 30 days ago, wasn't it?
When it was like each time it rained, all this time it's been like flooded. Even it actually, with all the water, it flooded out my sand mount pump. I had to get a new sand mount pump. So. Yeah, it's just been really bad. And to put a shed, like, you know.
At some point,
take a lot of money to get the trees removed and everything like that.
At some point, I would like to remove the shed that's deteriorating and replace it with a nice building. But this got in the way. And then we had it surveyed. We had a place resurveyed. That's when I was aware that the property line was not the street. It was this side of the little drainage ditch that's on the street. So that was $1,000.
What is that distance from your property line to the street?
Sir?
I said, what is that distance from your property line to the street? Do you know? Is it 12 and a half feet? That's what the variance is calling for.
To the peg that the surveyors put on her property to across the ditch in the street is about 7 or 8 feet, I think.
Okay.
I think we have the survey.
We have the surveyor. That was started in January, or the day we came in for the variance, we called North Star.
Who did you use to put the shed in?
I'm sorry?
Who did you use to put the shed in?
Barnyard Escapes, up on 113, north of Georgetown.
Okay.
And
they didn't tell you needed a variance, or?
No. No, he said, no. He wasn't worried about a variance. Nobody said anything about a variance until I came in with the request for the shed there. And he gave me the 30 feet and the
Well, the person that came out and looked at the shed and said that it's too close this way, he's the one that said you should go apply right. for a variance.
Mr. Willie said, since I'm in violation of the requirement, I could apply for a variance. Not saying I would get it, but he said I could apply for it, get some letters from neighbors, take some pictures, and, you know, that's what we did.
Any homeowners association near where you live?
No. In fact, this is one of my neighbors on the other side of the house. I didn't know he was going to be here tonight. And I didn't talk to Paul. If you want to spot quiz him, there he is.
We'll get to him.
Okay.
We'll get to him. So.
But I apologize for making this happen. A smaller shed would not have worked. I had 2 10-by-20 storage units that I was paying monthly for 5 years. Yeah. And the little blue shed was my mom's shed at Swan Keys. I removed that to go to try to shoehorn everything in. No.
Sure.
I don't have any questions right now. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Okay, thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? You can come forward and be sworn in, sir.
Good evening. My name is Edward Bob Ireland.
Mr. Sharp will swear you both in.
Right. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Edward Bob Ireland. I live at 30891 Chestnut Drive, Millsboro, Delaware. Evergreen Acres. I'm the...
Hold on before we get in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And, sir, do you want to be sworn in as well at the same time, or do you want to wait till he's finished with his remarks?
If I have anything to comment, then I can...
Why don't I swear you in, and then that way you can both... Can you state your name and address?
My name is Paul Robert Fassler, 310-42 Poplar Avenue, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
I'm the acting president of the association in Evergreen Acres. But number one is the roads have never been turned over to the state. And I, right now, as acting president of the association, I have the association money, I take care of the roads, and whatever else needs to be done. According to are prominent, all sheds are supposed to be put in the rear, back of the house, not in front of the house. Also, swimming pools also have to have a fence around them. Not in the side yard either. The shed that my neighbor wants to put up is right down the front yard, right alongside the shed, having the pool. I don't even know if they had a permit for the pool. People have been moving in, and apparently nobody's contacted me about putting a pool in or doing anything. They just move in, they settle down, and bingo. I try to go over and...
So there is a homeowners association then?
Pardon me?
There is a homeowners association.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
But right now we don't have no attorney. Our attorney moved, went to Florida. So now I'm acting as myself, as my as the president of the association.
Okay.
And the roads, signs, I maintain. I have the money that we had when we had the association. One neighbor used to be secretary.
Well, we're here about the shed.
Pardon me?
We're here about the shed. Stay with that. We're here in reference to the shed.
What do you say?
Everything is concerning the shed. The shed.
Well, it doesn't look right.
Okay.
I mean, I can't see it from my house because I got the big corner lot, but I can look on the other near my fence, and I can see the pool, and I can see the shed. And where the shed is, there's a big ditch there. And the pool is in the front of, the shed is in back of the pool. No fence and a pool, but the shed is there.
Sir, do you need HOA approval to do any kind of building such as what we're talking about today? Do you need to have permission?
Yes. Yes.
Was there permission granted?
They never came and asked me.
Sir, you had some. I'm sorry, Mr. Williamson. No. You had something you wanted to add?
My family moved into the development in 97, and there was an association there. And I forgot my thought. So anyway, what has happened is like what Mysterio had said. What's happening now, and I don't know if this is the right board to come to, we'll get to the shed in just a second, why they have to put the shed out in the front, because they said of all the water that's in the back of the property. Correct, you all remember that. Okay, and what's happening, the board is allowing building, and with all that building, there's a hill, it was a watershed, it's being built, and all the houses back there are being built. We are getting all the water, all the runoff when it rains. It goes over the back of their property, but it mainly goes on my property. When Mrs. Steger moved in, the first thing they did, they removed all the trees. Oh, may I walk over here?
You're welcome to walk over there, yes, sir.
This is my property here, I'm lot 10. We used to have trees along here as a barrier. When they put the septic system in, they put it in right here. You can see how close it is. What is happening now, they removed all their trees. This is all gone. Back here is all gone. This is incorrect because they have a big building right here in the middle of the property. They also had a shed that they just brought in January 30th, which is right here. And then they had this shed right here brought in January 30th. These two, but the problem is we have water. This is not a on a 30-foot variance. The shed that was put in, it's making the whole, it's, they're going to wind up making the community a trailer park if we keep continuing like this. So we just want to try to keep the front of the houses looking nice. Also, there's the shed, there's a swimming pool right here. I don't think there was any approval for a swimming pool. Over here is a trampoline. I think those items need approval, along with the addition of the shed in the front.
Well, they can certainly have a trampoline in their yard.
Pardon me?
They certainly have a trampoline in their yard. Anything else from the board?
I'm sorry.
Any other questions? Mr. Sharp?
Of course.
Is there a duration on the lifespan of your HOA?
That's what I wanted to ask you all. Do any of you know who took over Bill Wilgus's account, the attorney? William Wilgus. He had left the community, and we've been up in the air. Ed has been trying to run the association, trying to tell people to slow down, trying to tell people about the variance that we should try to keep the community a certain way, but people are just continuing to do what they want.
Okay, Matt.
It's starting to look like a junkyard.
Thank you for that answer, but my question is, do you know if you have a valid association?
As far as what I was told by Mr. Wilkins years ago, you cannot dissolve the association.
Okay.
I'm jumping in.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
I'm curious. You had some documents you wanted to share.
These are just the documentations for the Declaration of Covenant, okay. Conditions and Restrictions for Kersey's Evergreen Acres.
If you'd like, you could submit those into the record, but they will be kept and made part of the record. If you wanted to submit those.
I would like to make copies of them.
Ms. Norwood, I'm sure, could make copies of that.
I have the original here.
If you wanted to submit those to Ms. Norwood, she can introduce that in the record and get a copy for you. I'd reserve judgment until I see the restrictions. But typically, restrictions inure to the benefit of individual homeowners as well as an association. So even if there is no association, they typically will allow for an individual to say, hey, you violated the restrictions, and that's a whole nother issue. How long has this association been without, I mean, Mr. Wilgus has been retired for a few years, I think, at least.
He also handled the estate. I had moved in from May 17th, so I moved in May 18th, sometime thereafter he did retire because I needed him to do some other things. So right now we are without legal representation within the community to get this reactivated again.
Well, that's a whole other issue that this board is involved in.
I realize that.
The board also does not enforce deed restrictions. That's not something that this board has jurisdiction to do. Though certainly we can note that there are, you know, that you've submitted some documents which I presume are going to be restrictive covenants. So you've indicated there are those that exist. Are there any other structures in the neighborhood that are located in the front yard like this?
Yes.
Okay. And are there any sheds located in the front yard?
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. Like this one, like what they put in?
Sure. Yeah, or similar accessory.
There is a new home or a new modular home that was just put in, and they were allowed to put a 16 by 16 shed in the, I think that's the front of their house. So that really, and it's. Okay.
Now the flooding that you've mentioned or this drainage issue in the rear yard, you've indicated that is existing, correct?
It really got bad when the trees got cut down, and when they put the new home in, they put the, can I show you where they put the new home? This is all, this was all, this is my property here. I had this little bit here. This was all watershed right here. So it's just rolling. It rolls through here. What I had to do on my end, I mean, I was getting flooded out. I'm getting, I talked to the gentleman back here that's doing the work, Dennis. My well is right here, approximately, and I guess you could look on your paper. What is happening? I keep getting coliform, E. coli, and now I've got iron in the water. I don't know what is going on with my well. Is this all because of this coming down? Is it because the next door neighbor is doing all this work?
Well, I guess if
I'm having problems.
Question I've got for you, if you go back to the podium. Is the flooding issue unique to the applicant's property, or is it something that's widespread throughout the community?
Where I just showed you.
All right. So what you were showing me was that the lands now are formerly of Spencer Murray. The water flows from there onto Lot 9 and then comes onto your property.
Correct, all of this. Their septic system wasn't working. Their pump is right here. When it doesn't work, any type of heavy rain, it goes down, it goes around the septic, it floods this out. And whatever's coming out of the septic, it's going right there to my wellhead. That's my main concern.
I want to make sure we're clear.
Okay.
That is not the issue before.
I know. Again, it's the issue. But they had mentioned that they had to put the shed here, and I didn't know why it couldn't have been put back there.
Well, I think the applicant's testimony was that he's got flooding back there. He's also got an in-ground propane tank that restricts the ability to get back there to put that sort of shed.
Propane tank, they just have it put in the ground. It's in
the ground. Mm-hmm. Their testimony was that they've got a sand mound, they have a propane tank, and they have flooding in the rear yard.
What do you mean by a sand mound?
Septic mound.
In the ground.
I understand, but it's raised, right?
No, it's in the ground.
There's not a mound. There's not a sand mound.
It's in the ground.
Okay. So you dispute that there's a sand mound septic system in the rear of the house?
Oh, I know it's in the ground. When Dennis runs his car over it, he can ride his car over top of it. So it's not above ground.
Okay.
And that, can I show you where that's at approximately?
If you'd like, we have something that shows.
Now you should have all this.
It's right there. There's the one where his drawing is. Do you dispute that that's correct?
It's back here now. This is where, they have this little square right here. Instead of having this all the way down the property line like that, it comes over. It was originally here. It's down here. It's down here.
The propane tank or the septic system?
The propane tank.
Well, I'm talking about the septic system.
The septic is right here. And okay, first off, we talked about the sand man.
Yeah, that's a drain field. That's what I'm talking about.
The propane tank is up here.
We aren't talking about that. I'm talking about the sand mound. You were saying the sand mound didn't exist.
There's no sand mound.
Okay.
There was an above-ground propane tank right here.
We're not talking about the propane.
But the tank is sitting on sand above ground.
Okay.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Their tank is in the ground.
Okay. So their septic tank is in the ground.
Correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I haven't been to one of these, so.
That's all right.
I don't mean to be.
This is a fact-finding thing, so we're trying to understand. And
a while back, I had a dude call the agricultural department because the lady down, one of our tenants down on a cul-de-sac, was raising goats and having them in the house, raising goats, and they had chickens. I had that taken care of.
What's that have to do with this shed?
No, no.
Okay.
Sorry.
I don't have it.
That's fine.
You gotta stick to the shed.
Oh, sorry.
Do you have anything else to do with this shed? Okay. Thank you all. I appreciate it. Sir, would you like to come back up?
My wife bought the house in 2019, and the real estate agent told her there was no HOA agreement in that community. They were trying to do something with it, but there was no HOA agreement. The sand mound is a sand mound. It's about 4 feet high from the ground. There is holding tanks or whatever the plumbing is in the ground. Clean Delaware has just came out within the last 3 months and tuned that joker up and put a new pump in it. There's no leakage from the sand mound or the tank or the pumps. I don't know how he can see my backyard because he got a fence that's 10 feet tall. It's been bubble gummed, and I don't know how he can see my backyard.
And but, he said actually that he told my son that he put the fence up so high so he wouldn't be able to see the sand mound.
Right. The thing that he said that I was backing over was the sand mound was not. It's the gas tank. The hood of the gas tank is about as big as this around. It sticks up out of the ground about 20 inches. As far as building, they made the trees come down when they put the sand mound in because the trees were where the sand mound was. Cindy and I have not built anything in the ground on that property. Anything we have done has been above the ground.
And the pool that he's talking about is a takedown pool.
We can't.
The guy came out and it's with the permits and stuff, because the neighbor next door has a pool and he had to come and pay for a permit. He says, I didn't have to because it's a takedown pool.
So it's above ground?
Yes.
And the shed that he's aware of, January 3rd that it came in, yeah, it did come in, but we had already came to the zoning here, and if the sheds was less than 200 square feet, you could put it on your property. 5 feet from the variance from the Murrays. It is 5 feet. It is compliance off of their property.
And you do have a letter from them,
and
too.
We have a letter from them as well. As far as, like I said, we have built nothing. We have dug no dirt in the ground. No backhoes have been in there. No bobcats. I've ground some stumps. I've took some trees down that were like maybe six inches around it were dead, and I hauled them to the landfill.
I took a tree down over by the corner of the house because I was leaning over and putting moss on my roof. So I wanted to save my roof when I just moved in there.
I would say that if you was to look at our property and his property, you could see a difference. His looks like a jungle with fences and dogs loose.
Sir, we're not getting into a neighbor dispute about what somebody's yard looks like.
I did get sideways there. I apologize.
We need to focus on this issue.
Yeah, we just want to get the variance for the shed because that's where we needed, you know, it had to go.
And
we messed up the measurements.
As far as the trampoline, she has grandkids.
Stop.
I have grandkids, and they do come out occasionally.
But this trampoline's not a problem. It's the shed that we're dealing with, and we just wanted to get variance.
That's all we wanted to do today.
Okay.
We're not
Thank
trying
you.
To start.
Everybody else in the neighborhood, Karen, everybody else.
Every neighbor around that property except this one here.
Yeah, they all were like, who's complaining?
Anything else
who's
on the board? Yeah, Mr. Sharp?
I got a question for Ms. Norwood.
Okay.
Ms. Norwood, is that pool... They need a fence still for that pool, do they not?
Only in-ground pools require fencing.
Okay. All right.
For our code.
All right.
But I'm going to eventually put a fence around the yard.
And just real quick, so you don't pay any dues to an HOA?
No,
or
no,
nothing
sir.
In settlement?
No, sir.
Okay.
I've never paid any dues. When I bought the house, there was no association fee. You know, even on it said no association fee.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Rob. Anything else on the board? Mr. Sharp? Good.
Thank you.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12930 for Mrs. Cynthia Stinger and Thomas Blackiston. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12930 for Cynthia Stinger and Thomas Blackiston for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions, because the property has a problem with the flooding on the rear part of the property. Due to the physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. Variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant, and the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The variance represents the minimum necessary to afford relief. And I'll also note that I find that the applicant's testimony is credible.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Warfel.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote 5-0, your case is approved. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.